Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We'd like to call to order our meeting of the Accessibility Advisory Council. Today is Thursday, February the 1st of 2018, and it is 2 p.m. We will begin by calling roll to confirm quorum. Please answer by saying here. Carol Stahursky.
Here.
Beth Meyer. Beth Meyer. Jim Woollyhand.
Here.
Thank you. Joe DelVecchio.
Here.
Susan Whitmire. Paul Vixney.
Here.
Thank you. Lois Darlene Libel Crowe.
I'm here.
Thank you. We do have a quorum with just one person absent. Next, we would like to approve the agenda. Well, actually, we'll introduce the staff that are here in the room. I'm Marlita Peters, and I'll help facilitate your meeting today.
Mo Medani.
Justin Vogel.
Chris Howell.
Chip Sellers.
Jim Hammers.
Robert Bingo.
Tom Campbell.
Thank you. There's a little bit of feedback on the phone. Perhaps one of your lines is a little too loud. If you could adjust the sound, please. Next, council members, we would like to approve the agenda as posted. We'll accept a motion to approve unless there are changes.
I make a motion to approve the agenda, Joe DelVecchio.
Thank you, Joe. Is there a second?
I follow Vixney second.
Mr. Vixney? All those in favor of the motion to accept the agenda, please vote by saying aye.
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 Thank you. Any opposed? Moving ahead, we would like to approve the minutes from the previous meeting of Thursday, November 30th, 2017. Would someone like to make a motion?
I follow Vixney, a motion to accept the minutes from last meeting.
Mr. Vixney, is there a second?
Joe DelVecchio, second.
Thank you, Joe. All those in favor of the minutes without changes, please vote by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you. I understand Beth Meyer has just joined the line.
Beth again.
Thank you, Beth. We'll count you as here. Our first item to review today is a waiver application for College Station, waiver number 290.
The issue is vertical accessibility of the second floor. The project type is an alteration to an existing building or facility. Project progress under design. The compliance estimate and amount spent on accessibility features equals $71,200. Project construction cost and construction over the past 3 years is $119,100. The economic hardship threshold equals 60%. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of an office with 3,380 square feet. The applicant is remodeling the interior of the building and adding a new emergency egress stair at the rear of the building. The project cost is $119,100 for the alteration. They submitted an estimate of $71,200 for a chairlift and work associated. Substantial financial costs will be incurred by the owner if the waiver is denied. Staff recommendation, the compliance estimate amounts to 60% of the total cost of construction. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver on the grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you, Mr. Sellers. Do we have Mr. Kern on the line, Brad Kern?
Yes, we certainly do.
Did you have...
Sorry, I didn't announce myself.
Thank you. Do we have any other guests on the line?
Yes, this is Diana Worrell.
Thank you, Ms. Worrell. Anyone else?
Erin Rossica, Office of Energy.
I'm sorry, Barbara, what was your last name?
No, it's Erin Rossica.
Erin Rossica. Department of Energy?
Office of Energy, yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other guests on the line? Hearing none, Mr. Kern, did you have any comments to make on behalf of your request?
No, actually I didn't. I think I stated it all pretty clearly, and I think the reader earlier kind of summed it up pretty well.
So. Okay. Do we have any public comments?
I have a question.
Thank you, and who's speaking, please? Identify yourself.
It's Diana Worrell.
Thank you, and your question?
I could ask you. Yeah, my question is, 119,100 is listed as the price of the entire construction project, but the waiver is supposed to be for the alterations to a primary function area. So I'm wondering how much of those costs are for primary function as opposed to things like an external staircase and things outside of that.
So the exterior stairwell is included in that, but the majority of the breakdown, I think the contractor had, well, I'm certain that the contractor had provided the breakdown, and it was submitted to see if he breaks out the stair. He did not break out
the stair.
Yeah, he did not break down the stair. He talked about demo, wall framing, electrical plumbing. So, yes, that 119 appears to be only the interior work and does not include that additional stair out the back.
Mm-hmm. How much of the items listed are part of the primary function area that you're altering?
Oh, that's 100%. They are essentially, there was an existing an accounting firm that was in there, and a new accounting firm is going in. Before this, there was a single access stair that was internal, and due to egress, we're adding the additional stair out the back. The majority of the costs associated with the interior here are you know, just refreshing stuff, you know, paint finishes, et cetera. They are moving walls and doors and demoing the existing walls and doors and bringing it into this century. It was quite old and dated. As well, the interior stairs were old and non-compliant as well with the current code, so we were updating those as well and providing two new bathrooms that are ADA compliant.
Okay, I'm just having trouble, you know, seeking out the exact cost of your primary function area alterations.
Well, and then I believe that's the $119,000. He did not break out that exterior stair. It doesn't appear in his construction cost.
All right. Okay, so the second question is then the cost of the lift, is that a LULA, limited use, limited access lift, or what is that?
Let's see. He called out, he had one priced, a proposal to install Clarity 16E model vertical wheelchair lift. Aside from that, he didn't break it out.
Is it an elevator, or is it a lift?
No, that was a lift. That was a wheelchair lift.
Uh-huh, okay.
I believe the elevator was quite a bit more, was I believe, in the range of 60 to 80 just for the elevator itself.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other public comment or questions at this time? Hearing none, council members, back to you for discussion and or a motion. Council members?
This is Carol Stahursky. I'll make a motion to recommend the waiver on grounds of economic hardship.
Thank you. Do we have
Paul Vixney second?
Paul Vixney second?
This is Darlene. I second it.
Do we have any further discussion, council members?
No.
Hearing none, we'll call the vote. All those in favor of Mr. Hersky's motion, seconded by Mr. Vixney, to accept this waiver based on economic hardship, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion stands. Do we have any other public comment or council comment at this time? If there's no other business to bring before the meeting today, we will consider this adjourned at 2:11 p.m. and we will do a final roll call. Please answer by saying here. Carol Stahursky?
Here.
Beth Meyer?
Here.
Jim Willihan?
Here.
Joe Delvecchio?
Here.
Susan Whitmire? Paul Vixney?
Here.
And Arlene Leibel-Crow?
Here.
Thank you. We are still missing one, and we hope that you have a good day. Thank you for your time, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.